Welcome to my December 2020 podcast, Poetry Readings by Penelope Hamilton from Human Nature Notes. Today I'm going to read three poems about loss, After Her Funeral, Swimming Without You, and What's Left When You Have Gone. After Her Funeral relates to my work as a humanist celebrant and to the painful anger and jealousy that close family members can feel towards an outsider who their loved one has grown close to. Unresolved issues. It wrings your heart. I met the person in this poem when I was preparing her mother's funeral. I imagined her expressing what she really wanted to say. After her funeral. I dreamt I saw him walking through the haze, approaching us with sorry, mournful gaze, ready with his apt and proper phrase. How dare you sneak in here and sigh? Enough to steal her when she was alive, turning her heart against me with your lies, worming your way inside her pitying mind. Embarrassed friends and family looked away, thinking this outburst strange and in poor taste. Her husband handed each a glass and plate. The second poem is a personal one. It's 20 years since my sister Rosamond died, and Swimming Without You describes a grief experience that I haven't told anyone about until now. I was embarrassed to admit some of my feelings. I think you'll understand why. Swimming Without You. I'm alive, I'm alive. Slicing the turquoise, counting lengths, following lines, snatching breaths, plunging and turning, splashes and swirls, bubbles of light, chlorine stinging, heart singing. I'm alive, I'm alive. Eons ago at Dancing Ledge, moonlight stripping, skinny dipping, you and me diving off rocks, hair streaming, sea like silk, skin gleaming. Wish we were there, catching our breath. Wish it was then, goosebumps and giggling, towels slipping, clothes sticking. Wish you were here, reminiscing. Head bowed, shower steaming, guilty and glad. I'm alive, I'm alive. Blood humming, tiles thrumming, heart keening. My third poem today is about a less permanent loss. It's hard being parted from the one you love when they live far away and you don't see them often enough. What's left when you have gone? What's left when you have gone? The smell of garlic on the knife, a smear of sauce, a chopping board, two plates, a purple bruise, some words you said, an empty parking place, cigarette ends, empty bottles and receipts, papers you were reading while I dozed, splashes of candle wax, a t-shirt cast aside, a taste, a touch, a memory in my skin. What did the day bequeath? Sun patterning leaves, the open car, the breeze, face stung by speed, shadows in clefts of rock, pools of light, Gordale Scar and Janet's Foss, running in evening heat, cold wine and fresh fish, songs and kisses, all netted inside my mind like dreams. Plates and glasses washed, bottles binned, t-shirt clean, bruise yellow, the fading scent of you. What's left when you have gone? A hope to live the days. Thank you for listening. I'll be back with my first 2021 podcast on Sunday, January the 3rd. Meanwhile, if you want to look these poems up, you can find them on my new website, Human Nature Notes. Goodbye for now. And after the anxieties and changes that COVID-19 has brought us this year, I wish you and yours peace and happiness at Christmas and Hogmanay, and a happy new year.